I think the pandemic has put the massive pause button on everything we thought we knew. And I think we've entered a very interesting time of transition when it comes to work. And I think this new research from LinkedIn has really shown up some fascinating insights into, first of all, how lockdown life has impacted us and how it will impact our future work, and particularly for young people who've been hardest hit, I think. I know 84% of young professionals feel out of practice when it comes to going back into office life. 57% feel their ability to engage in office small talk has suffered whilst, having time away from work. And a lot of people have started work remotely. And I also think we've entered a time where hybrid working may become more the norm. So we're having to tool up and skill up in different ways, perhaps, than we had done before. Having to adjust to working remotely. So when you work remotely, you have very little interaction face to face with anybody. You might, be spending quite a lot of time on your own, but still doing your job. And actually, the research showed, 69% of people feel that their learning experience has been impacted by the pandemic, particularly when it comes to using soft skills and, things like small talk, which are all about socially bonding and connecting and actually having a sense of belonging. So they've really missed out on that kind of bonding glue. But the good news is that you can actually brush up on those skills as you think about, re-entering back into the face-to-face workspace.
And of course, it hasn't helped that I'm sure all of us at some point have suffered the classic buffering issue or frozen screen when we're on Zoom or Teams or whatever. So I guess fundamentally, it's crucial to have that in-person, I guess, training or just having a chance to chat with your colleague next to them, that you can't really gain the same type of skills or support when you're, working remotely.
Yes, it's true. And I think a lot of employers are very aware of that. I think LinkedIn did some research, and 78% of employers are also thinking about, retraining their new employees into, getting back up to speed with that skill set and having situations where they can actually bond socially. They're thinking about instigating that. And I think if you're worried about that, and there's a lot of anxiety around returning back to the workplace, and that is completely normal. And that's the first thing to recognize. You're not alone in feeling that. A lot of people are feeling that. But the biggest thing you can do is preparation. So think about simple things like, conversation openers. And it could be as simple as introducing yourself to someone and inviting them to tell you who they are. That's so simple. Or non-office chat about, did you catch the latest box set of, or did you see? And this is what starts people connecting and feeling they're part of, the workplace and they belong together. And just think also about something like smiling when you pass someone in the corridor, making good eye contact. These are simple things that we can all do that immediately break the ice and make people feel a little bit more comfortable. And smiling is also a great stress reliever, as well as being socially contagious.